Hey, Mossy.
Morning, guys. Looks like it's our job tonight to restore pride into New South Wales, hey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, good luck. You've only got to take on Arsenal.
Yeah, I know, mate. We're just taking on a Sunday pub league team, so not a big task at all.
Yeah. Now, the Arsenal tour, mate, are you following them around?
Not really following them around. We're just getting our own preparations, right for the game. And, look, it's a massive opportunity. The last time they were here was 1977. There was a young player playing for the Socceroos against Arsenal called John Cosmina, who one year later signed for Arsenal. So that's just a reminder of the opportunities that present themselves tonight.
Welcome back to the big sports.
For players who can stand out tonight and put their best foot forward in a Sydney FC jersey. And everyone's really buzzing around the place and really looking forward to getting inside ANZ. 80,000 people predicted, so a sellout, and should be a great night.
Arsene Wenger decided on who's staying and going for the rest of the start of the season?
I don't. Well, he probably has in his own mind, TK. But nothing's become public yet. There's talk about players who've got a big point to prove. There's talk about Ozil might be on his way out, but he's come out overnight and said he wants to stay. Giroud, the French striker, with Lacazette coming in. Obviously, anyone who occupies that number nine spot for Arsenal is under threat. But you need depth, You can't put all your eggs in the one basket. Even if you've paid $90 million for a player, you need options in those positions. And, we all know Arsenal in and around the box, their combination play under Arsene Wenger is first class. And, he loves to have those high-quality technical players in those areas. So that's an area that we're really going to have to watch tonight.
It's going to be great, mate. It's going to be a real test of the system that you put out there, and I'm sure a lot of work goes into that.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday on the training pitch, Graham Arnold took the boys through the tactical game plan, and Sydney FC is a very, very positive club, a very positive mindset in and around the dressing room, and every game that Sydney FC goes into, whether it's Arsenal or the pre-season games at Suburban Grounds, we expect to win. And it's no different tonight. We want to put our best foot forward as a playing group, as a staff, as a club, and our supporters and members deserve nothing less. So, it's a tough one because Arsenal are a quality. They're not just an EPL side. They're top four EPL side and a quality side. And games like this, you've really got to protect the ball when you've got it, and not try and force things and play the right way. And that was something we worked on yesterday. But defensively, they play with a back three, so they push their wing backs high and wide. So we have to be able to press and know when to press and press together to win the ball back. And as I said, then be smart in possession.
Mossy, have we got an Aussie going to be playing for Euro or Red Diamonds?
Trent Sainsbury, there's news come out of Japan that he's on the shopping list of Urawa, and their Serbian manager, Mihailo Petrovic, has come out and said that he would like to attract Sainsbury. Now, he's at Jiangsu Suning at the moment, who are struggling. They've just appointed Fabio Capello, the Italian, as their manager. They're second last in the Chinese Super League. Sainsbury's on massive money over there. Got another 2 years, I think, to go of his contract. Personally, and I know Sains well, I spent a lot of time with him at the Mariners. I'd like to see him go back to Europe from China. I wouldn't like to see him stay in Asia for any longer, but obviously that's a personal decision of his and his management and those around him. But that's a big club, Urawa, but I'd like to see him go back to Europe.
And Michael Carrick?
This is a good one, Slats. Everyone talks about age being a real barrier. Now, Michael Carrick is the longest serving Manchester United player, and he's been named captain to replace Wayne Rooney. So at the tender age of 35, and he's won everything with the club. He's won five Premier League titles, he's won the Champions League, he's won an FA Cup. Signed there in 2006. That's an interesting decision from Jose Mourinho. You wouldn't think that's a long-term solution at the age of 35, but obviously thinks he's the right man to take Manchester United forward into this EPL season.
It was Andy Carrick, wasn't it? The bowler with the big ears?
Caddick.
That was Caddick. Didn't he have big ears?
Big ears.
They wouldn't have called him Wingnut.
Good on you, Mossy.
That's it.
That was the best of them.